I'm Paul Lancour with Podtech.net, and with me on the line today is Tony Turney. He's Managing Director in the Financial Services Practice at Bearing Point. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing well. Thank you.
And today we're going to talk about the Global Delivery Center in Bangalore and give an update on offshoring. And perhaps we could start by you, Tony, giving us an overview of the current state of offshoring, maybe with a little bit of background about how it sort of developed over the last 10 or 15 years.
Okay, great. I think, first of all, I'd like to just focus our discussion within the financial services sector. You know, over the past 10 years, the use of offshore development has really grown from using it as a labor arbitrage, trying to find cheaper resources for data conversions, lower level programming exercises. And over the past several years, it's really gotten to the point of using offshore much more strategic, doing higher level architecture, design and build, and basically kind of evolving up the software development lifecycle. Throughout the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen tremendous improvements in efficiencies and actually getting higher value work done offshore as opposed to when it first started out. I mean, a lot of the background in this started with the GE Capitals and the large captive finance companies like Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, basically moving offshore, and then building up skills that are, that traditionally have been in North America, but over time, building those skills up offshore. But to get there, you have to really put in a kind of a different way of working offshore. You can't use the old throw specifications over the wall, and you're going to get back perfect code. You really have to have a much closer relationship between the development center, the architects, and the business community that's going to be implementing the application.
So, and that's even implied in the nomenclature, talking about offshore as opposed to outsourcing. This is not actually outsourcing. The model that exists today is more about supplementing a team in the U.S. and becoming part of that team, as opposed to, as you say, throwing it over the wall.
Exactly. And we're really using more of the concept of our global development center as opposed to purely offshore. And the global development center basically tries to take the right resources at the right price, at the right time, and you know, for certain skill sets and for certain types of roles, having that done in our Bangalore office makes a lot of sense. But there's also, areas where it makes sense to, perhaps use our China facility or to use, some of our centers in the U.S. So we try to take the approach that it's not just offshore to India, is we have a kind of a global development capability, which includes North America. We have centers in Europe, we have centers in China, and centers in India.
So that's kind of the state of affairs as it exists today, more or less. And then with that in mind, what kind of areas are in need of improvement in terms of offshoring?
Okay. I almost think about it across three dimensions. There's sales, there's operations, and then there's kind of delivery, engagement delivery. And I think we recognize across each of those dimensions there are things that we're doing okay at, but things we can clearly improve upon. So from a sales perspective, we've got a number of initiatives, and we've got a team within FS, Financial Services Technology, that is helping to work on, basically helping the U.S. practice understand how the sales process works, working with our GDC counterparts, establishing key points of contact to get these people from the GDC and the various engagement teams integrated really early in the selling cycle. Getting to know each other is a really important component. Those cultural differences that we talked about earlier are quite critical to understand and to manage. We have time differences, so it requires some changes of approach, changes in how we typically put together a proposal effort. So incorporating them, the GDC, early in the sales process is quite critical. And in addition to that, we're also working with our GDC counterparts to work out estimation models to help us in the U.S. when we sell work to have confidence that the pricing that we put in front of a customer can actually be can be delivered upon profitably, and that's the sales component that we're working on. On the delivery side, we have a number of delivery challenges. I think we've had some mixed results in the past, although our performance over the past year or so has improved dramatically. But when we first started the GDCs, we had some mixed results, both from a profitability perspective, as well as the quality of just kind of jointly working together. There's a number of initiatives that we've got in place around training, formally developing project management expertise and disciplines, developing standard artifacts, formalizing specific roles for analysts, business analysts in the U.S., technical analysts in the U.S., functional analysts offshore or at our GDCs, and basically defining a standard role set. So that's helping to improve our initiatives using proven course and some of our delivery frameworks consistently for our offshore projects is also helping tremendously on the delivery management side. And then, you know, finally on the operations side within financial services, we're really spending more time at the leadership level doing proactive deal reviews. So basically not allowing deals to be approved that should have a significant offshore component to actually get through our financial deal review process. We're also doing portfolio reviews, taking a look at existing projects on an ongoing basis and looking for areas we can improve profitability by using our GDC capability on projects that we already have underway. And, you know, as a result of all of this, we're really starting to see overall improvement in our margins, as well as helping with turnover, both, you know, domestically and offshore.
So can you give us a couple of examples, a couple of success stories that illustrate what we're talking about here?
Yeah. Well, first one that comes to my mind is a very large leasing company that we're working very closely with the GDC in Bangalore on basically building a leasing system on top of Oracle platform. And at various stages of the project, we've had well over 100 people from the GDC working on design, develop, test of this Oracle code. And that's actually worked quite well. And some of the attributes of that is the involvement of the GDC leadership and the engagement leadership very early in the sales process. They were involved during the estimations that went before our deal review, and these were several hundred thousand hour development jobs, so they were pretty substantial. And getting the GDC leadership involved in that very early raise the comfort level of the engagement team as well as the client, and has worked out quite well. On the and another item I want to talk a little bit about, Paul, is the use of our GDC for some of our solution development. We've got a called extreme verticalization, and our intent there is to build both domain and technical expertise at our GDC facility in Bangalore. And we've got the ALPS solution that was built for our client ABN AMRO. And then we're also using the same group of people to help build this solution called ALPS. And we're also building another vertical solution for policy administration. We call it PALS. It's all being done at our GDC. And that is a combination of folks from the U.S. working in India and also from the GDC in India working in the U.S. And it's quite exciting. It's a perfect blend of domain and technical skills being deployed together to create a solution offshore.
And I understand you also have a rotational program for upcoming managing directors that rotate people through the GDC?
Yeah. So one of the things we're looking for at the leadership level for the kind of the next generation of leaders is a strong working knowledge of what it takes to not just develop and deliver a project, but to do it profitably for the long term. And we're recognizing that those cultural differences and lack of understanding that we talked about earlier really can best be managed by working more closely together. And we're basically establishing a formal rotation program where some of our most up-and-coming senior managers are spending between 3 and 6 months offshore working at our GDCs, and also having some of the leading practitioners from the GDC spending time in the U.S. So we will have, over time, knowledge from kind of both countries, or from China, or wherever the center's from. Over time, we'll have a group of leaders that really have worked together physically as well as kind of virtually through engagements.
So before we wrap up here, Tony, are there any final thoughts you want to leave with our audience regarding offshoring?
I think the big takeaway for me is that the whole notion of offshoring isn't a nice to have or short term profitability hit boost, I should say. It's really a necessity for us to be competitive in our business. We need to embrace it. Bearing Point's taking a little bit of a different strategy on offshore, where we're trying to build vertical solutions that combine domain-based expertise and technical expertise, and we're able to provide our clients with not just low-priced offshore rates, but kind of more competitively priced than U.S. rates, where you're getting domain and technical skills, and that's really important. This is a differentiator. We're trying to make sure we capitalize on. We see a need in the marketplace for it, and it's really something that we're starting to see some success from by not just pitching and selling low cost. We're selling lower cost but higher value resources. In order for us to do that, it's that combination of business technology working together, but also rotating in client settings in the U.S. And in the other regions of Bearing Point, and having that expertise being able to freely flow back and forth between the countries.
Great. Well, Tony, thank you very much for taking out some time and talking to us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Tony Turney is managing director with Bearing Point.